So Easter is God's plan, something out of nothing. It says that Mary ran to get the disciples, and that the disciples ran to the empty tomb. Perhaps the disciples were running toward the tomb that morning because they needed to see for themselves, to know all that Jesus had taught, all that Jesus had spoken to them was true. Perhaps they were aware of how much distance they had put between themselves and Jesus at the hour of his need, at the cross, and their need to be forgiven caused them to run. The scriptures report that one disciple got there ahead of Simon Peter but did not enter. And the scriptures say that the linen cloths were lying there and that the piece that had been around his head had been folded up neatly in a place by itself. This is not the Reader's Digest condensed version of that first Easter morning. This is a detailed report delivering the intricacies of the event, of the disciples running, and of the one who got there first, and the facts about the way the burial linens were set in place. All that was told make it real. On this Easter morning, could it be true? Did we run here this morning because we want to know if the resurrection really happened? Is Christ alive? Did we come here because we're concerned about the distance we set between ourselves and God? Could God, in his infinite mercy and goodness, redeem our emptiness? Can God redeem our places of suffering, our empty tombs? We know from the very first story in Scripture, from the story of creation, that the material that God uses for new life is nothingness. From the Hebrew Scriptures, we learn that in the wilderness, the chosen people of God had nothing. And God provided over 40 years of manna, even brought water forth from a rock in the desert. God created them through that time. God created them to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation. God used a widow who had absolutely nothing to take care of the prophet Elijah. And do you remember what happened next in that story? The widow's son died, and God, through Elijah, raised her son from the dead. God used fishermen who had nothing in their nets and gave them a catch that nearly sank their boats. And yet we are uncomfortable with nothingness. Having nothing makes us feel helpless. Having nothing to do makes us feel useless. God sent Jesus so that all could live in abundance and fullness of life. And yet the world and her people suffer. On Easter, we are assured that suffering is not the final word for our lives. When we persevere through the nothingness, through dark and empty times, when we press on through the emptiness of illness, when we endure the nothingness of unemployment and financial stress, when we address the poverty, the empty tombs that exist in some of the relationships in our lives, when we admit the emptiness of our faith, the lack in our spiritual lives, when we sit in the nothingness and learn from it, slowly, God is made real in the details that fill that time and space. And eventually, we become someone new. Yes, Christ is indeed alive. That's what we celebrate this Easter Sunday. And just like Mary on the first Easter, we too can stand grieving at the tombs in our lives. We too can listen for God to call us by name. And we too can find that rather than guilt and mourning and death, God extends love and forgiveness and resurrection and new life. On Easter, we celebrate that we are a freed and forgiven people. God erased our separation. God erased our distance through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's work of suffering, death, and resurrection means that we can live in the fullness of God's love, not for the life hereafter, but for the, not only for the life hereafter, but for life now, right here and right now. Here's the thing. All that appears to be nothing is exactly where God is creating something new. God creates through love and for love. In the most amazing act of love, Jesus emptied himself for our sakes. God became nothing so that we could have everything. The new creation. Christ is called the new creation. Genesis, we read about the story of creation when Christ comes to earth, when God sends his only Son. He is our new creation through whom all things come. And the risen Christ came from an empty tomb. The stone was rolled away to release death and sin, to liberate all that would bind and enslave humanity. Through the resurrection, God brought forth new life. Jürgen Moltmann is a contemporary theologian. He's one of my favorites. And he remarks that the resurrection is continuous and is ongoing for all of creation. That means that the resurrection of Jesus Christ instituted a new reality in our world, a reality that is still at work right now. God's plan is Easter. God intends that the empty places continue to bring forth new life. Did you know that God perfects our faith in the practice of Sabbath keeping? Did you know that? A day of doing nothing? A day of rest? How many of us take a day to do that? We have too many responsibilities and too little trust in God to provide. I challenge you to be still in the nothingness, to look at the place in your life that seems to be empty, and pray about how God is calling your name to live anew. I challenge the church, not just Wesley Church, but the whole church, to consider how God is calling the church to a new life. Perhaps you are the very disciples called to be part of that resurrection for the sake of our children and our children's children. I invite you to pray, and when you have the opportunity to do something holy to help for the sake of places like Haiti and Japan and Liberia and Afghanistan and you name them. And know that God intends for us to be part of that new creation, that our reconciliation to God through the resurrection also reconciles us to others, even those with different cultures, different beliefs, and different political ideals. I invite you to pray for this very community in Alexandria, for the people here who have nothing, for our children and youth who don't know their purpose, for our elderly who are forgotten. We are called to resurrection living. When one life is transformed, we are all given life anew. Easter is the one time of year when creation is full of new possibilities. We've got new blooming trees and flowers, robins and sparrows and cardinal eggs filling the nests in your yards. Remember that new life comes when seeds and eggs break open. New life comes through Christ, whose life broke open through the chains of sin and death. God creates something out of nothing. It is just what God does. Easter is God's plan. Praise be to the risen Christ our Lord. Alleluia.